Well, so you can change it around. Ema, let's say that tikno ma'is yodea tachas mezainis, and ichnami, change the girsa. Should be that tikno ma'is yodea tachas mezainis. The mesakin that ikar is that she gets mezainis. And once they made it, she gets mezainis, therefore the husband gets the ma'is yodea. So it's not a kasha of hunam arav. The mar lema mesaila, let's bring a proof to hunam arav from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Hamakdish ma'isi da'ishtoi, where her husband gets up and says, I want to be makdish make hegdish. The money that my wife makes, ma'isi da'ishtoi, is arehi yoisa, she has the right to do the work, via chalas, and she can eat it. So, l'chura, my love, aren't we talking about bini zaynis? We're talking about a case where the husband really wants to support his wife. So, since he wants to support his wife, really, the ma'isi deho should go to the husband. If so, how come she has the right to say, like, it's not, Hegdish is not chal, like she has the right to eat, to work for herself? Why? If the husband gets the ma'is yedeho, so the husband was makdish it here. The chorit's a raya, that even though the husband wants to feed her, she has the right to say nothing doing. She has the right to say, listen, don't feed me, but I want to keep the paycheck to myself. Mashmash, she has the right to say the paycheck belongs to me. Therefore, if the husband goes to be makdish it, it's not his reshus to be makdish it. Because if she has to automatically give her paycheck to the husband, she can't say no to it, so it's Rishus HaBaal. Why can't the husband be makdishit? So Mara says, no, I'll tell you, there's no proof in our Mishnah. I'll tell you, Bishen and Nizoinis. I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about Badafka, where the husband doesn't have enough money to support his wife. He can't afford it. In the case where he doesn't have enough money to support his wife, then for sure she does not have to give her paycheck to him. Because those takonah is that he has to support her, and then she gets back the money. Well, no matter which way you learn, even if it starts off that her check goes to her, but it's only if he's going to feed her. But when he doesn't feed her, then she's allowed to keep her paycheck. So maybe that's how Mishnah's talking about. B'shenu nizoinis. Fred Gemari, if we're talking about when he can't afford to support her, he doesn't give her money to live on. So Maila Memra, what is the Mishnah telling us? Like Pshita, she doesn't have to work and give him the paycheck if she doesn't have food to eat. Because afilu l'man diyama, even according to Manor, it says, Yochol Rav loy mili evit, that the master could say to his evit Kenani, if you own an evit Kenani, the Jew, the master could say to him, I want you to work for me, but v'yeni zonach, I'm not going to feed you. Such a man diyama could do that. But hani milu, when could you do that? Be evit Kenani. Like sivbe imcha, it doesn't say he's with you. Avol evit ivri, but when you own an evit ivri, the sivbe imach, it says that he is with you, loy, that you're not allowed to make the evit ivri just work for you, and you don't support him. If somebody works for you, you have to feed him. And if you don't feed him, he has the right to use the money for himself to live on. If so, the chol shechen ishtoi, and for sure, your wife, that in a case where the husband is not supporting his wife, for sure, the wife has the right to say, I'm going to keep my paycheck. She does not have to give her paycheck to the husband if the husband is not supporting her. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah then? If the Mishnah is talking about that the husband is not supporting her, pshita, the husband can't be makdish her paycheck. Pshita, her paycheck belongs to herself and not to the husband. So where it says, it's safe, it's rechlei meisa. I tell you, the chiddush of our Mishnah Nechnaim, the ratio is no chiddush. The chiddush is though the extra money that she makes. Now she makes enough money to support herself. And now the extra money that she makes, that's the machlokes, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Now the extra money still goes to the husband, and Remeir says, therefore the husband could be makdish it, and Yechonin says, no, she can't. That Remeir loy mehegdish it's chal, we'll soon see why, and Yechonin san loy mechulin, then it's chulin. So the kids of now Mishnah, we don't have any proof, but our kopon is not a kasha. So our kopon, and that's where Puna Marav's chiddush. That they say that the yisoid is that the husband has to support his wife. Letoivas for the sake of his wife. And therefore, if the wife says, don't do me any favors, keep your money, but I want to keep my paycheck, she has the right to say it. And the Mora says, Opligi, they argue to Resh Lakish, they argue on Resh Lakish. The Yom Resh Lakish says, like this, Pshan Na Mishnah is, Loi Tema, don't think that time of the Reb Meir. Why does Reb Meir and our Mishnah say, when the husband is makdish, says that the extra money you make, I want it to become hegdish? Don't say the reason of Reb Meir is, Mishum Diksavar, Odom Makdish Dovel Shlobel Yerlom, because see, as a person could be makdish, even a Dovel Shlobel Yerlom. See here also, when the extra money, she didn't make it yet, So when the husband says, I'm being makdashit, it's not here yet. But even so, Remei Yishit, there is even something that's not here right now. It's loy bol yerlam. But later, when it comes, Remei Yishit, there is, you couldn't make kinyonim for something that will first come in the world later on. So Shlaga says, don't think that's the reason of Remei in our Mishnah. Ela, but what's the real reason of Remei? How time of the Remei, since he has the right, the husband has the right to force her to work for him, that she has to work, the ma'isi yodeh goes to the husband, mashma, that was yikatakona, that started out that first the wife has to work for the husband. Later, since she has to work for him, the rabbanon masakim mezoinus, that he has to feed her. But she has no right to say, I don't want your mezoinus, and I'm not going to work for you. No. Starts out that the husband has the right, shiachoyla, the husband has the right, lechoyfa, to force his wife, lemaisi yodeh. The husband has the right to force his wife to work for him. So that's the Svarn Remeya. And therefore, Nasa Koimala is as if he says to her, Yekachu Yodechol Yerseim. That the husband is saying, I want your hands to be Hegdish. In other words, don't say it's a double shlov v'liyolim. He's only be makdish the money that comes here later, and the money is not around yet. That's not Remeya's Svara. But Remeya's Svara is because he holds that the paycheck belongs to the husband. Aye, the money is not here yet. So how could the husband be makdashit right now? It's as if he says, Yekatshu yodechel yasayim. You know what the husband means to be makdash right now? Her hands. It doesn't mean to be makdash the paycheck that she's going to get later, but it means right now to be makdash her hands. And that's also a whole sugya, if you could do this or not. Rashi says, liyasayim. Where it says, lemi shaboran, as if to say like to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for yodayim isnai b'yelim, and her hands is here right now. So I call upon him, when the husband is makdish, he's makdish her hands for the purpose of what's going to come out, for the purpose of her work. But Alma, what do we see here, Rashi says? Kesavah, Rosh Lakish holds, yochol l'choifa. The husband has a right to force his wife to work. She has no right to say, don't do me no favors, and don't feed me, and I don't want to work for you. No, the husband has a right to force her to work. So good, Rosh Lakish argues on Avuna Marav. If so, we have to know, if that's the pshat, why can't the husband be makdish even a ma'isir there also? Why only the ma'isir then? If the husband has a right to force her to work, it's like he owns it, so then why can't it be makdish even the ma'isir there that she works? So that was some see. Fred Gemara, v'lo yomalo, that's not what he said. And the Mishnah just said, ha'makdish ma'isir the ishtoi. He doesn't say, ha'makdish yodayim liyoseho. The lashon of the husband said was, he wants to be makdish, maisa de ishtoi. Mashma, just the money. Whatever she works, her maisa, the work that she did, he's be makdish that. So chura, how could that be? If, according to her shlokish, chura, right here, it's not in the world now. The work that she did is not here when the husband said it. So why is it chal? So Mara says, kivon de shamin lele rameya. Since we know that rameya shitur is, we have in Tumura, the yom rameya always says, when somebody says something, even though he doesn't say it out so clearly, but the way he says it means nothing. And if we'll interpret a little bit different, it'll mean something. Remeya says he always interpret a little bit different to mean something. Because the klal is, Ein odom moitzi dvar levatola. A person doesn't say something in vain. So if the way he says it now is in vain, but if we'll interpret a little bit different, then it'll have some meaning, we do that. Therefore, here also, Nasa Koimalo Yikachu Yodechol Yaseim. Therefore, here also, now Mishnah, even though the husband said a Lashon, he's being Makdish Maisi Yedei Yishtoi, just the work of his wife, but that means nothing. That would be Levatola. So, therefore, we explain to say what he meant to say is really that he wants to be Makdish to Yodecho, her hands. He's being Makdish her hands, and her hands are here. Rashi says, Masech Erechim learned the Yomar, and all the Maisdon Dvar Levatola. Hamarich pochus ben chodesh. Remember, you are menoisim dom of the odi medesh and erach pochus ben chodesh. Somebody says, I want to give the hegdish how much a kid is worth less than a month. And the lacher is, there's no value for that. So, churish should mean nothing then. Remember, says, no. What the person meant to say is, he wants to say how much he's worth. That's what he meant to say. So you see, Remember says, if what the person says right now has no value, means nothing, we don't just say, forget it. But we try and interpret it that he meant something that does have some meaning to it. See, also, even though the husband said the lashon of hamakdish maisi deyishtoin, that means nothing. We interpret it, what he meant to say is he wants to be makdish her hands. that, in other words, what comes out of her hands should be hegdish. Now, since her hands are boilum right now, he could be makdish her hands. Exactly what that means is also Oshtika Torah. How could you do that? We hold you can't be makdish a person. He can be makdish money, objects, but a person can't become hegdish. Nobody can makdish a goof. He can't be makdish your body. So it's a question exactly, what does it mean, your makdish her hands? It doesn't really mean her blood, her meat. Just means like this. It's like a tree for the Paris. Whatever is going to come out of the hand, your makdish right now, knows the hegdish has to be chal on something. On the paycheck she'll make later, the money is not here right now. There's nothing right now that hegdish to be chal on. So we say the hands is here right now. So you'd be makdish the hands in order that whatever work she does with the hands, and because of that work she deserves to get money, since it came out of her hands, it's like hegdish. We see the hegdish is here right now. That's what Rish Lakish says. Rakopon, we see Rish Lakish holds the husband has a right to force his wife to work. And Mashmi Atalok is like that. The husband has a right to force his wife. Shreti Gemara. Fisalva Rabbi Meir, is that true of what Rish Lakish is saying? Fisalva Rabbi Meir, that Ein Odo Makdish Dovish Lobel Yerlam, is that true? That Rabbi Meir Shittur is the person can't be Makdish something that's not in the world right now? It's not true? For a tiny word like this. If somebody goes over to a lady and says, "Hareyat mekadeshes li liyachas sheyizgayir," or liyachas sheyizgayri, either a goy goes over to a Jewish lady and says, "Listen, hareyat mekadeshes li, I now am a goy, I can't make kedushin. I want this kedushin to be chal next week when I'm going to become a Jew." He's telling her, "I'm going to become a ger next week, and next week I'm going to be a Jew. So I'm making a ma'aseh kedushin now. It should be chal after I become a Jew." Or else the Jew goes over to a shiksa and tells the shiksa, "Listen, I want to be mekadesh you, and I'm making a ma'aseh kedushin right now, and it should be chal first next week if you become a Jew." Rav Meir shittur is the kedushin is chal. That's the chiddush in Rav Meir. The hishittur is odom makdish dovah shlobo yolam. Even though right now at the time when you do the ma'aseh, it can't be chal. He's a goy, she's a goy. So what? We look at the time when you want it to take effect. Since you're saying right now you want the Kedushin to first take effect next week, and next week they'll both be Jews, so we look right now as if they're both Jews. For this Maisa is taking place right now, we look at the end when he wants the effect to take place. Since when he wants it to take place, it's Boilam, they're here, so right now it's considered like they're here also. That's what Meir Chiddush. Another case is, or else, Liyacha Sheshtachrur, Liyacha Sheshtachrurari. Either he's an Eved or she's a Shivcha. And they can't make Kedusha now. The same thing, they'll make a Maisa Kedusha now, that should be Chal next week when we come free. Or else, Liyachas Yomas Balecha. A man goes over to a married lady and tells the married lady, "Listen, I'm marrying you now, that when your husband dies, the Kedusha should be Chal." See, even though right now you can't marry her, she's married, you can't marry her. But Ramea says the Kedusha is Chal, that when her husband dies, the Kedusha is Chal. Oy Shetomas Achasecha. Or else, let's say, you went over to your wife's sister. You're not allowed to marry her. You make Kedushin with your wife's sister and saying, "I want the Kedushin to be Chal," after your sister dies, after his wife dies. Oy liyacha sheyechus v'choyevimcha. Because in the case which is a Shemeres Yavim, you can't marry her. So you're saying, "I'm making Kedushin in you now, that after you get Chalitza from your brother-in-law, then I'm going to marry you." Reb Meir Reimim Mekadeshes. In all these cases, Reb Meir says clearly the Kedushin is Chal. That's Reb Meir's Chiddush. That a person could do an action now, and since the effect, the chalos is first going to be later, and later everything will be okay, it's chal. So the Mara says, "Enechnami, meyehi in." From that halacha, from that mishnah, it's taka true. You see clearly that Remei Shittur is, you could be makdish or davash lo b'lirlam. But what Rish Lakish meant to say was, "Meho lekel amashmino." All Rish Lakish meant to say is that from our mishnah over here, there's no proof. That's all he meant to say. And now, Mishnah, you don't have to learn that Ramei is going according to Lishitosai, that you can be Makdish Adobash Shalabali Erlam. No, the Svara now, Mishnah of Ramei, it could be that he holds that the husband has a right to force his wife to work, and therefore what he's really be Makdish is her hands, and since he owns the money, he has a right to be Makdish it. Now the Mishnah says, HaMoyser Ramei Ramei Hegdish. That's the Machoikis now, Mishnah. When she makes more money than she needs, the extra money is a machlokes. Rav Meir says it does become hegdish. For the Gemara, Amos Kaddish. When does that money become hegdish? Well, what time does it become hegdish? Rav Ushmul, Machlokes. The Amr Tavar, they both say, they both say, Rav Ushmul, the Amr Tavar, they both say, Moise Liacha Misa. It's only after she dies. So Rashi says, Kishatomus, he, Piyashena. The Lacher is when a person's wife dies, the husband yashins his wife. So the extra money that she made, she doesn't have to use it, because she has money to live on. She like saves it. So when she dies, now the husband yashins it. So that's when the Hekdish is first chal. The husband first really gets possession of it after she dies. So churit lormein l'shitasoi, that other makdish dovah shlo b'liyelam, therefore it's first chal liachamisa. Ravada baravu amano, moise mechayim kodesh. No, as soon as Rashika shitasenu, as soon as she makes the money, she gets a paycheck, right then the extra money that she gets is Hekdish. The heavy bore of says like this, B'mai, what are we talking about here? What's the case? B'mai. Ilayma b'malalo mezoinis, if the husband is feeding her, umalalo meya kesev l'tzorcheho, and the husband also pays, like we'll see later in the next Mishnah, the husband has to pay her an extra more every week for extra spending money. If so, my time of demand yom l'achamisa, Kodesh, why do you say it's first chal after she dies? Why not right now? Since the husband is feeding her, all her whole paycheck goes to the husband. So if so, as soon as she gets the money, right away, like it belongs to the husband, why is Nechal right now? V'yeli, you have to tell me the case is talking about, Kishen Ma'alo Mezoinis, when the husband does not feed her. V'loi Ma'alo Me'a Kesef L'Tzorcher, and the husband doesn't give her either the extra Ma'al Kesef, the extra money, for extra spending money. So if so, my time in the Man Yom Mechayim Kodesh. So what's the reason then that the one Man Yom says, what's the reason? Rapapa says it's Chal Mechayim. Why? Right now, when she's alive, the money belongs to herself. The husband is not supporting her. It's her money. So how could the husband be makdish her money? True, when she dies and he yashins her, then it becomes his money. Then it's okay. But kol zaman she's alive, if the husband is not supporting her, how could it be chal? So Gemara says the case is liyolam b'malolam mezoinis. I tell you, the husband is supporting her. But v'yena ma'alom more kesel v'tzachar. He's not paying her the extra spending money. Rav Ushmul sof savri tikno mezoinis tachas ma'as yedel. They hold the husband has to support her because of the work that she does. Or more kesel tachas ma'aser. And he has to give her the extra money because of the extra money she'll give him. Now, v'chiv on the loyko yod lomoy kesef. Here we're talking about he doesn't give her the extra spending money. Is a male lomoy so they don't have a. The extra money she makes also belongs to her. So therefore, can't be chal, the hegdish can't be chal when she's alive. Because when she's alive, she deserves the extra money. Rav Adam Arava Sova no. That tiknu mezoinis tachas moiser. That their masakan husband has to support her because of the extra money that she makes. Or more kesef, that's what the husband has to give her an extra spending money, tachas mais yader, that's instead of the mais yader that she gets, the paycheck that she makes. Now, v'chiv on the koyoyiv lo mezoini, since here we're talking about the husband is supporting her, therefore mais yader heavy, therefore the extra money that she makes goes straight to him, and since the money goes straight to him right now when he's alive, therefore the hekdesh could be chal right now. Mar says, "My kavitzug was the machlekes then. Matzav midi deshchichi, midi deshchichi. That there are masakin things that happen very often. Rashi says, mezoin neshchichi. She has to get fed. That happens often. Oh my, see there that she makes a paycheck to support herself is also shchiach. So the masakin what happens often, connect what happens often. Oh matzav, the other one holds no midi dekayitz and midi dekayitz. So the masakin this more connect what's kayitz. Rashi says, more cast of kayitz." There's extra kesef that you have to pay her, that's kayetz, that's the exact amount. Or ma'isir, there's also kayetz, k'nan, ma'yoysa. The Mishnah later it says, what does the wife have to work for the husband? She has to make mishkal chomesh loyim. She has to make weave something that weighs chomesh loyim. That's how much she has to do the work. So those two things are kayetz. We have the exact amount. That's the machloikis. What were the misakin teneged what? Were the misakin the fact that the extra money he pays her for the... For the extra money she makes, or the Masakin knows the Maisi, the extra money, Keneged, Harika money that she makes. That's the Machlokes told you. Alright, we'll stop here.